Gari Reel 3. Before we go any further, I should have asked you earlier on, were you ever in the Boy Scouts?
No.
So you came up, you had your medical, then you were sent home, were you, after the medical?
Yes, I was in the middle of the early time, 6 o'clock in the morning, got up to bed. Had me 7 or 8 hours sleep, and I came downstairs to see my eight, and all of a sudden, there was a letter on the mantelpiece for you on His Majesty's service. And I looked at it, and I said, well, I'm going to open that. On a Sunday eight, for a Sunday eight, and had it. And he said, I can open that letter. And I said, I'll open this now. He said, you know what it is, don't you? I said, I'll have a good idea. So I opened the letter, and he said, you will be caught at Bransford Castle at so many hours on the 7th of January. Here is the Jewish children, and blah, blah, blah. And when I said him in the very right injury, I said, good God, I'd rather have my ear, all right. But so, like this, I said, the very right injury. Dear me, I said, I didn't want you to be. He said, it's still out. He said, I don't want to go to school. I said, what? I said, no. I thought, in the field. I wanted to go in archery. I thought we paid the for the Air Force, and here I was, I've known that they're my business. So I said, well, that's it.
Had they given you a choice at any time? Had they asked you when you were at the medical or wherever?
At the medical, I told them that I've already signed the papers for the Royal Air Force. They asked me, he said, would you like to go in the Navy? I said, no, I said, I'll run my airport. So I prefer, on Prentice Day, I said, I prefer to run my service corps. Because, for the basis, I'll be following the trade. No vacancy, he said. No, I asked about it. And I said, I don't need a favor to get out of here. I just want to get something on.
So the papers were Durham Light Infantry. When did you report?
I reported in January at Bransford Castle. I got a train pass from French Highway. It was Dickie Hall, Billy Mayfair, a lot called Tom Scholby, and myself, four of us. In this area, at the same time. At the same time, the French Alliance from Finland, and it was pretty cool of all people in the same age. It got a little bit of a tragedy, and it went to Bransford, where we were greeted by many flat caps, peak caps, who looked as though they hadn't smiled for the last 20 years. And for me, as the order of the year, so we checked in the station with our little bits of baggage and what we had, down to Bransford Castle, where another colleague people with something. They're all standing and running their side of the house. And as far as I remember, we took together the four of us, we were together getting this cue, or getting that cue. And then it was a case of getting the cue. Going up to the table, then told where to go, passed through here, give me a kit bag, a great coat, a battle dress, a hat, and a pair of boots. Now I look at the pair of boots and I say, well, I'll never carry them. I've never had a pair of boots. I've also wanted to. I've had a pair of boots in all. I said, good boy. What have I let myself in for here? And then when we finally go along with a beard and a belt and a Lee Enfield rifle, which was coated in grease, you could hardly hold it in your hand for that.
Just before we go on, now, how did they work out what size you were? And you'd be given shirts and vests and underpants.
Cellular doors. That was the name that stuck with me for years. Cellular doors. And a long pair of linens. But grandfather used to that I remember. We didn't get any equipment except in a belt because we didn't have any equipment. We didn't have any gas masks or pouches. We had no equipment whatsoever. That was the same total of what we got.
And you were given this greasy rifle?
And this greasy rifle and told in no certain manner. Boy, is this a sergeant or a last call? Or a band boy, or something like that. Not to let go of that on any account. Then we had to put them all in the kit bag. Oh, it's coming back to me now, yes. Then we, they took us for lunch. That was, I was going on my first army lunch. It was rabbit. And the skin had not been took off. I remember I heard out was a tin basin and a tin plate. The tin basin was to rip the tail off and the plate, and this rabbit was on. And I got a bit of a leg. And the hair was still on the bottom of the leg. Well, I thought, I heard it later, this is your right here. I was a bit pleased, I remember when I didn't bring, well, I didn't bring a bit of cheese. And this tea quantity was tea basin, which is like frozen coffee. That was part of the tea basin, was to put the tea in. And I put the tea in with a mug, and the tea was so hot. You couldn't get the lips to it. And all this plastic, I remember that rabbit. And that was the pool. And then I went off to a bush. Terribly dear, to a bush. She was this bridge away from the house. I remember having, I think, a great suit on there. I had a great suit on board. And I was 25 in case the bridge was going down with a great suit. Yeah? I got on this bus, which took us to our destination, which was Wellington, the Primitive Methodist Church. And I thought, how cruel can it be? They are giving my head to the Primitive Methodist Church, took off the chamber, and now I've got to come and be in here. So that was the first bulletin I ever was in.
What was the weather like? It was January, you say?
The weather was good. The weather was good at the time. I think it was a very soon, right to the end. But as long as there, not crazy cool, was it? Maybe, what, 5 or 6 shelters, but I don't think it. No, but, inside very simple. One of the most miserable days I ever spent in my life. I said, yeah, I said, I'm not a good year. I'm not a good couple. I never had one of those. This isn't going to be a that was a time to hear.
Were they bellowing at you by now? Were they bellowing and shouting at you?
Well, it was either over here, home up, double up, and get that quick move, quick load, who got that? Different things were happening all the time. It was a regulation matter.
And the language, was it army language you were getting?
I had words I never heard before. I should hear my phone from a Christian one. So what have I had myself in for here? The only thoughts were in my mind then, how can I get out of this? What can I do to get out of this? Is there any escape? And I'm afraid. Well, that first year at Bransford didn't convince me that I should be fighting for the country. I turned into a rebel in 1 year to the experience that I had in Bransford, that inauguration year. And I should say to me, inauguration year, that you see here. That welcoming, no welcome my house, no, we look after you, we hope you can do this. We had to accept from the start, they thought you would, you think you'd be in the army for good. I mean, certain things that were hard, you know, we didn't know, yeah. Form, three, markers out of the room. Falling, yeah. Give a look here. We didn't know what was happening. I think the rebel that was in the end, which had been lying dormant, started from that year. And I said, somehow, somewhere, I've got to get something out of this, or else look after yourself, because nobody's going to look after it. From now on, it's number one. Number one is you. And that shook me from that year. It was one of the worst experiences that I've ever had. There's no sort of easing in it. You were a civilian as you walked through the gate. Once you got over the gate, you were in the army law. And the language is terrible. The sergeant down the line, who I lifted here, who I put in the truck, with another chance. In fact, at the time, I wasn't sergeant trucker at Bronson Castle. I think it's not called Lovely. But this sergeant down the line, I should not be his name is a good one on the list. The Rosman. And the worst was to come here.
What was his name?
Rasmussen.
That sounds foreign, Rasmussen.
I was Swedish, I know Swedish. He was about 5 foot thick, broad shoulder, black mustache. He lives in my memory. And he bore, he told us, he bullied. He had no respect for anybody. He was one of the worst men. And as the years elapsed, I was just sitting down with the same table as him in the cup of the north of the sergeant's magazine. I want to name you are the man I hated most in my life. And he looked back at me and said, I must have made a good soldier. And he very well said, why? And you're sitting here at the side and supposed to be talking around. I said, you survived. If I had ever met you anywhere else, you would not have survived. You are the man I look into. That was the coolest thing that I met him.
What kind of activities did he get up to? What kind of things was he doing to you to make you hate him in that way?
Well, he's a sergeant who likes a drink. And if he could take him, out of the drink, he was all right. If he didn't, he was on the other side. Any job that was to do, anything, work that was to do, any 2 hours stories that he could do, anything like that, he got to a certain part. He wasn't a fair man. By no means. I mean, I haven't gone through it myself. It's strange when you discipline money, but you've got to be like that. He wasn't a fair man at all. He would clear on the weaker people. Take the money off them. Well, not actually take it, but are you going to buy me a pound that was like you? I'll say you're all right. Yeah, all right. And if you did that, I said, well, I'm afraid I'm going to be too many now, and I could never book a woman. So I couldn't call you on the street. Wait a week.
And you say he was unfair on the things that he gave you to do, for presumably very minor things that he would pick on.
Yeah,
some very minor things that you hadn't quite done right, he would pick on you. Yeah.
If your cap wasn't on exactly straight, you know, knock your cap off your head. Not the cap. If you pretend to knock the cap, you could be in the back of the head or something like that. Or if you had a button loose, you could bump him, fasten that button. Well, we used to wear footies. It never happened to me, so it never lived, yeah. And of course, some of the slaves that you were in the first world war, that was lovely. But instead of being helpful, he wasn't. No, the corporal that was there, the corporal by the name of Corporal Bush, who was directly the opposite, who I always got on the other, who would ask a question, and he would talk to them. But my one thing I didn't want is then you have to respect the man they call. But at the same time, he had a band boy who was very promoted to one's call, and being him, he was the normal one. I must have thought he was a regiment of sergeant major. So at every point, we're putting him in the boot. He was worse, I think, than last week. Because he was just kicking the band up. He didn't swing out the band, I think. He didn't come up with it.
What was his name?
I think it was Bobby. Was the corporal, the corporal. He was still in after he finished training at night. And he had a shot with him. He was still out of the game. And none of the others. I'm sure in physical training one year, he got the gloves, he had a boxing glove there. And I hear a little bit spoiled when I used to go to the church, the boys came from. And there's this man who was a farmer who was terribly poor. He was about the same age as me. And he picked him up at the point to the bottom of the wall. And I could see that he didn't have a clue. I didn't want him. Well, I saw aggression in the army, which is a team. He forced me to sit down to look.
Was this the sergeant?
He absolutely shouted at me because he said, "You're not trying to hit him. Why are you wanting to hit him?"
Was he universally disliked by everyone?
Some of the silly things that we did. We used to have the rifles on a stage in the church hall that we're in. Oh, my life was lying down. Come in one night, and he used to sleep in a bunk at the corner, the corporal used to sleep in a bunk at the corner, and we were on the straw palaces. And he came in this night with his load on. Put all the lights on, made us get out of bed and get on, stand on his head. They're skis, pretend you're skiers, stand on your rifles. And they're like, "You're here at the bed." And he doesn't say no. They said, "No, you're in for it." And I challenged, standing the only one on skis. And that's the type of thing you need to go to. Good dinner, as far as the book in the man era, the interview theater concert.
Was he an old regular soldier?
Oh, yes. Maybe in green and black with the Northwest from there. Never,
So he must have been a good age.
Oh, yes, he did. I would say he was beyond 40.
Can we come back now then to the church hall that you were in, as you said? How many of you were in that hall?
About 30.
That'd be about platoon strength, was it? About platoon strength?
Yeah. And, the world safety test. That's a bloke who was going to take them off everywhere. We had one bloke who was only 4 foot. Just past the media stage. And of course, came the first night we had one of the uniforms on. Well, I had four streets, of course, and we were all in that camp. Fortunately, it turned out that we were in Thailand. Were all quarters good, but you see the 54, there was about 3 beds for men, the 6 of each carriers on, and had about 8 inches square at the bottom, not all. Nothing fit. So, last one, taking the Mickey out of them. Then we had a Jew who had a shopping center in Burton, who he was a little bit young children, you know, watching the breakfast, of course, starting breakfast as well. You pull them all over the shore, Paul, and the thought of these two these guys, yeah. The fact that it was wonderful. This is what it was, because everybody was raw, you know, everybody was destroyed. And I'm not good. For everybody to the front, and we got this cloth. Because when we went in, everybody said, well, why the beds? Yeah, well, beds. We got a spot, they said. So we just went over here, up the side of the wall, yeah? Stuck the right wing. Keep on, you do a scoop down the side of the wall. Where are we sleeping? This is where we're sleeping, yeah. And this corporal booth. He says, right, follow me, everybody. So now we go over there, right? They lost the material in the other way. And we go to the floor and they give us this white band. But everybody said, oh, what's this for? Well, follow us in there, and away we went, and bills a straw. So, well, what do we do with this? All those things that you've got, you know? That's the funny ass. That's what you want, that's your madness. Of course, three parts of it included me for all the little children in the corner. Well, the thing is, we didn't know why, but the funny ass of boys. So we put that leg on, put down the funny asses, and then we had to go on a couple of blankets. And it feels.
Where were you able to wash?
Well, I was in the church hall. There were two cold water taps. The water in January is not what it was called warm. You wash in the cold water. You shave in the cold water. Well, that's a good weekend in that part of the treatment. We've got a razor. And while I had a proper Starvation Army, which was going in and then all the razor church, we won't be tired anybody who's not shaved the next morning, as God doesn't do that. You know, if you open these two taps you wash, you can only one tap right off. So if you're back with you, you're going to be last, you're going to walk about half a minute to your breakfast. Oh, yeah. Shave them with them, wash them with them, bath them with them, if you can get a wash. And then, you just leave me move. After we run about, I think we've got our power ashes, blankets, and then nobody showed us out to make them dead, right? We just make them dead as it comes out. It's pretty long. I think that's an emergency. It doesn't make me on the go. But came out, all in outside. So we found in three shabby corn bags, and that was when I noticed this year. It was a deal with the company. A terrible flat feet. Couldn't walk. However, he did fast missing. Oh, but he had it not. And the sort of laugh from heaven, who became so much that he's in the end, Tom told him, he had no sense of morality. He took big strides, and he could never get in step with anybody. And now we have an idiot who was sitting on the side, and this lovely crew went down to our meal. And that was about half a mile away. That we watched my father school in the Indian room and walked over the streets of London. Now, we get there.